Matthew chapter 24 is one of the most important passages in the Bible concerning the future of mankind. Here we find the disciples asking Jesus, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?"
Well, when Jesus talked about the signs of the times, his disciples hung on his every word. Now, it was a different thing with the Pharisees. He warned them. And what he said was, as we have in Matthew 16:3, you know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times.
Today, much of society finds itself in the same position as the Pharisees. Facing what many believe to be the end times or last days, people everywhere aren't sure what to believe. Confusion sets in when we compare a world rich in technology and luxury undreamed of even 50 years ago with the grim reality of the end time prophecies, some of them thousands of years old, that are apparently being fulfilled all around us. But Christians have an advantage over the world. They have God's Word to guide them. And while God's Word has not changed, the ability of man to understand some of these ancient predictions has. At the dawn of the 21st century, the picture seems to be coming into sharper focus.
Time and time again, we see examples of how the Bible predicts history before it happens. In fact, eventually, everything that the Bible prophesies comes to pass.
God has had a plan for mankind since before the world began. From the beginning of time until today, that plan has been moving toward completion. And one day, God has promised to bring to a close this chapter in the human drama. But how will this happen? The Bible predicts three periods of time to come. The first is a seven-year period of death and destruction, the likes of which the world has never seen. It is called the tribulation, and Jesus said that without God's intervention, no flesh would survive it. Following the tribulation, Christ will return to earth and usher in a thousand-year period of peace on earth. This is called the millennium. Finally, there is the eternal realm. Those who have chosen to accept God's free gift of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ, will spend eternity in heaven. Those who have not will exist forever in hell. The question for mankind today is simply this: how much time do we have left?